one who led Israel out and brought them in. And the Lord said to you, you shall shepherd my people Israel and be ruler over Israel.
So the Lord, they're even quoting what God said.
Verse 3. Therefore, all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and King David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years.
Now go to verse 9 as well to 10.
Verse 9, then David dwelt in the stronghold and called it the city of David. And David built all around from the middle and inward. So David went on and became great. And the Lord God of hosts was with him.
Let's go to 2 Samuel 2, verse 2.
2 Samuel 2, verse 2. So David went up there, and his two wives also, Ahinoam, the Jezreelite, and Abigail, the widow of Nabah, the Carmelite. And David brought up the men who were with him, every man with his household. So they dwelt in the cities of Hebron. Then the men of Judah came, and there they anointed David king over the house of Judah.
Wait a minute. Now, I want you to see something here. Looks like each town is going, he's being anointed a king. He goes to Hebron, they anoint him king over what? Israel. He goes to Judah, they anoint him king over what? Over Judah. Now let me just get this to you. Maybe you may not understand the story here. So Israel was divided. There were two kingdoms. The northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. Did you hear that?
Yes.
The southern kingdom was known as Judah, and the northern kingdom was known as Israel. Each kingdom had what? A king. Hello? Each kingdom had what? So there was a king up north and a king up south, down south. Now imagine David goes to the king, to the north, they anoint him a king. He goes to the south because of 1 Samuel chapter 16, where a prophet came with a divine endorsement. He said to Jesse, the father of David, how many kings you have? Only one amongst all the sons of Jesse was endorsed. One was endorsed. And when he was endorsed by a prophet, God says, you, wherever the boy was going, they said, can you just become our king? You know what I'm seeing tonight? Someone will tap into the anointing of endorsement. There'll be divine endorsement. Receive in the name of Jesus. Imagine this. Where it's not you telling people. He never campaigned. There was no campaign in politics. David never went to people to say, please vote for me. People just said, this one. Do you know God can endorse you? And the people can endorse you too. So we go in the Bible, we find so many people being endorsed. Another man who was endorsed in the Bible, Solomon. God said, you are the one to build my temple. There are people who God will endorse. To say, I'll give you money and you'll be the one building churches. Somebody said, receive endorsement. Now, that type of endorsement, according to Psalms 5, verse 12, it is a level of favor known as what? Rason. Rason is when God endorses you. He gives you a level of favor. And wherever you go, you get endorsed. People say, no, this one. Did you hear that?
Yes.
It gives you what? An endorsement. The delight. Divine approval. And no one can stop it. The moment you know that I am having this favor, you will know no one will say no. No organization, no institution, no company, no CEO, no project manager will say no. You are divinely endorsed. Imagine God endorsing you to say, I have endorsed you as my servant. I have endorsed you for revival. Even if people may try to stop it. Say names of favor. Say number one, Rason.
Rason.
Number two, Hen. Pronounced as Hen. H-E-N. Hen. In English, can be pronounced as Hen. H-E-N. Genesis 39, verse 4. This type of favor is very important. Can you read it?
Verse 4. So Joseph found favor in his sight and saved him. Then he made him overseer of his house. And all that he had, he put under his authority.
Say it again, say favor.
Favor.
This one, the word favor there is not just in English. If you check in English, it's not the same word that means on Psalm 5 verse 12, where it talks about what? Rason. On this one, the scripture, the word favor there is the word hen, which means supernatural attraction. It's a supernatural attraction.
Supernatural attraction.
You just have this ability that you just attract. There is a magnetic movement around you. Irresistible. May this go to your business.
I receive it.
To your CVs.
I receive.
To your projects.
I receive.
To your calling.
I receive.
Supernatural attraction. They'll even wonder, like, why did we choose you? Somebody say favor.
Favor.
It is the one Queen Esther used. Queen Esther, she was from Israel, she was a Jew. And in fact, the king was killing people who were Jews. Men or women, beautiful or ugly, they were all being killed by the king. But when the king saw Esther, there was something irresistible. He said, no, I'm marrying this one. Now, king, hey, don't forget we're killing them. He said, no. From now, hey, come, she's your queen. And she became a queen, and now she's now began to say, that, who was saying she should kill us? Say this one. Said, no, kill him. This one is so dangerous. It brings in promotions. The Bible says when this favor began to work in the palace, the king put everything under Joseph. No, you didn't hear this statement. The Bible says and the king put everything under Joseph. This one will take you far. When I activate it on you, I promise you, you'll be shocked. Can I activate it on you? No. Prophets will have the ability to activate this kind of favor. When Samuel activated on David, he became a king. That favor began to work on David. The moment Samuel went to David and activated it and endorsed him in the spirit, that's it. It's a supernatural attraction.
Supernatural attraction.
It doesn't even make sense. Can I say something to you?
Oh, yes.
I promise you, a very beautiful woman may not have that favor.
Yes.
Someone who's not even beautiful. 10 men are waiting to marry her.
Hey.
Supernatural what? If I release it on you, you will come to next IVP to ask me, I need direction, which one to marry? So, Lord, I need your favor.
I need your favor.
Why do people, you see, just pray ignorantly? Father, I pray, Lord, I pray for marriage. No. Say, Father, I pray for rain favor. I pray for the supernatural. I promise you, it's not about the ability where people say, no, I need to look like this. I need to put something a slit into here. Maybe I'll find the marriage I should do. No. Just supernatural. I prophesy. Wherever you shall go, favor shall speak for you. I decree and declare, there are so many favor. The hand favor. People will choose you. You will have the ability to attract supernaturally. They will just know, we want this one. We want this project. His work is amazing. Can you imagine that Joseph was in the house of Potiphar? Any small thing you would do, just cleaning plates, they will look different. Who was cleaning these ones? Joseph, no, they look different. People have been cleaning place in this house, but the one was cleaning today. like King, what do you mean? King, we do this every day. No, this one. The Bible says anything that he touched. No, let's go on that scripture. Let's go back on that scripture.
The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man.
Uh-huh.
And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Yes.
Can you imagine where even Potiphar, who was an idol worshiper, discovered something supernatural? Said, no. God is here. Go ahead, reading.
And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hands.
This favor makes anything you touch to prosper. Days are gone where we just pray ignorantly. Father, I pray. Lord, I pray. No, this one, this type of favor, according to the scripture, if it's on you, it will give you access. Before I continue, I want you to say these words in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am highly favored.
I am highly favored.
I walk in favor.
I walk in favor.
I live in favor.
I live in favor.
Whatsoever will touch.
Whatsoever will touch.
The favor of supernatural attraction.
The favor of supernatural attraction.
Works around me.
Works around me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Let's go to number three, which is very important. Masa hen. Now that hen, remember that hen?
Yes.
Now you put the masa in the beginning. So put M-A-S-A, masa hen. Now this is also the word for favor in the Bible, but it's a different manifestation of favor or different name of favor. Masa hen. So you can know the meaning of a hen is what?
Supernatural.
Supernatural. Attraction. But this one has got now a name, and the hen becomes a surname. So it is the favor with the surname.
Yes.
Now, if hen means supernatural attraction, now it has got now masa. If you get this favor tonight, people think something wrong is happening around you. Because how things will begin to happen around you, no one will understand you. Are you here, somebody? Let's go to Genesis 6, verse 8.
Genesis 6 verse 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Now, this one, it is known as uncommon. An uncommon attraction that singles you out. Now you didn't hear this? An uncommon what?
Attraction.
That what? Singles you out. Maybe let me give you this. Let's open the scripture above that verse we just read for you to know what was going on. The whole country was in trouble, but Noah was singled out. You didn't hear this. Read that.
So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and the birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them.
So God is regretting for creating man. So he says, I will destroy the nation. And verse 8.
But Noah found favor with the Lord.
So the word favor.
My God.
Imagine God says, I will destroy everyone in this country.
Yes.
Then he singles him out.
Yes.
Is that common?
No.
You tell me. Is that common?
No.
You think he was righteous?
No.
It wasn't his righteousness.
No.
But God says, I'm going to single you out. Everyone can go through financial depression, but you will be singled out. Everyone can lose their jobs, but you will be singled out. Everyone can lose their properties, but you will be singled out. I'm telling you this, you will be singled out. When this favor comes upon you, what is destroying other people does not destroy you. It may come to your doorstep, but it will not destroy you. You'll be singled out in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, single out that woman's family. Single out that man's family. Single out that man's business. When other businesses are closing and failing, this one will be singled out. Father, single out this person's health. When others are dying by the same disease, this one will be healed. Father, Lord, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. When others are suffering in the same situation, not this one, not you. You are being singled out. You are being singled out in the name of Jesus. Can we go ahead? Now we have what we call Hesed. Say Hesed. H-E. Right? S-E-D. Hesed. I once spoke about this one some 8 years ago. It is also known as chesed. Chesed, it is also known as chesed. So it's called chesed. You can write C-H-E or you can write H-E, chesed or chesed. This type of favor, my God. Tell your neighbor, are you here?
Are you here?
My God. Tell your neighbor, are you here or your home?
Are you here or your home?
Say chesed.
Chesed.
This one is the are you here?
Yes.
This one is known as the covenant favor.
Hey.
Where God makes a covenant to favor you. Let's go to Psalms 23 verse 6.
Psalms 23 verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Read again.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
I want you to see something here that is very important. The word goodness and mercy there is the word hesed, which means covenant, favor. Did you hear that? In other words, there is a covenant on you. This one, when you step out of your covenant with God, it also steps out. Because the only favor with the legs is chesedi favor. The Bible says it is the only favor that has an ability to follow you. But it's got a condition. As long as you dwell in the house of God forever. Somebody say with me, surely I shall dwell in the house of the Lord
all the days of my life.
Simple. So David, now when you read that scripture, people don't understand what that scripture talks about until you understand it from the Hebrew context. That was a covenant, and he makes a covenant, and the covenant also reacts, because the covenant is bilateral. Yes. It's not just one way sided. Yes. So God says, okay, you have to say your side, and the other one has to say the side. When you are getting married, when you are making covenants, it's not only the woman who makes a covenant. Even a man must also make what? A covenant. So if this favor will follow you, David says what? I will dwell in the house. And the favor says what? And God says what? This favor will follow you. So it is a covenant favor. It becomes a bilateral. Now imagine you have been in the house of God and you can't have this favor follow you. It is because of ignorance. The scripture says my people are perishing because they do not know. Lack of ignorance. It's lack of knowledge. It's full of ignorance. Now when you understand, are you here, right? When you understand these things, even your prayer changes. Lord, as I dwell in your house, you begin to confess like King David. I told you yesterday how to attract favor. I said, speak favor. So David began to confess. David began to declare it. This favor shall follow me. This favor shall follow as long as I'm in the house. So he began to use steps to make the favor start operating. Speak words of favor. Say with me, I activate the favor.
I activate the favor. My God.
This is the favor that follows you. Hey. You are in trouble. It will follow you right there in trouble and save you. Can we go ahead? Raise your right hand again. Say, I declare. That chesed protects my family, finances, and the future.
I activate
supernatural favor in every negotiation, decision concerning me.
Wherever I go,
supernatural favor.
Supernatural favor. My God.